It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Come on!
Good morning. I am not Matt Kolsky. Stephen Langford in. Matt Kolsky will be in 10 to 12 with JD for the remainder of the week. I will be with you in this 5 a.m. hour. Hopefully you're driving safely in the fog. At the current moment, I know I had to get through a bunch. They call it Carl the Fog. Did you know that, Cody?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know why? Do you think they named it after our favorite Kyle Buschek, who was the digital content leader of this fine station?
First of all, it's Carl Buschek, not Kyle.
Did I say Kyle?
Yeah, you did.
Really?
I'll save that and send it to him.
All right.
We know how angry he is.
Wow. So I literally just called him Kyle.
That's correct. I don't miss things like that.
Wow. Well, we're off to a hot start this morning already, isn't it? Warriors get the 116-108 win last night. We're going to get into that, but real quick, Cody, I was driving through the fog, Carl the Fog, and there was a guy going, it had to have been at least 100 miles an hour, but the thing was, he had those reindeer antlers on his windows. You know those plastic ones you put on the top of your window, and it's like, yeah, I got a car, and it looks like a reindeer. Are you allowed to drive over 100 miles an hour if you have those reindeer antlers on your window? Is that acceptable?
You're talking to someone that grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so I grew up with this year-round.
So what, people putting reindeer antlers on their cars?
Well, people had the antlers on their cars year-round. I saw a lot of weird stuff on
really?
Cars year-round. Because deer hunting season is big there, and just so not even just reindeer, just deer. I think deer season's huge there, so I'm gonna allow it because I grew up with people doing that. I don't do it, but I grew up with people doing that.
Well, you know what? If you'll allow it, then I'll allow it. How about that?
I don't speak for the Bay Area. I'm just speaking for myself and what I grew up with.
I was just in shock. I was going relatively quick on 80, and this dude just boom. Zooms by me, and I look over, and he's got the reindeer antlers. So anyway, that's my main question to you, Cody. Thank you very much. Again, the Warriors get the win, 116-108. The big story yesterday was the return of Draymond Green after missing 11 games with a toe. Stephen Curry had the big night, though. He scored 38 points on 23 field goals attempted, which is, well, that's relatively good. And guess what? He shot 50% from the three. So we'll hear from Draymond Green. I want to play the entire press conference of Draymond Green. It's going to be about 6 minutes long. I really wanted to just let the people hear from him because he is, in my opinion, he's the best talker when it comes to post-game press conferences on the team. Second to Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr always gives great stuff. But we will hear from Steve Kerr also. We'll play some sound from him. Play some sound from Kevin Durant. We have some comments on Draymond, what it was like for him to return to the lineup. And last night, you saw the immediate impact that he had. He was already pushing the pace. He was pressuring them on defense, especially in the post. And on offense, he was able to get things going for Steph.
Durant on the near wing, downstairs to Draymond, handoff Curry, jumper on the way, three ball, good for Curry. On the left wing, about halfway from the top of the key to the corner, and the Warriors open with the first bucket.
Now, that was the first bucket of the game. Then they would go to score on 10 more points while the Wolves score nothing. So already within the first 4 minutes of the game, it was 13-0. And Draymond, he looked like he was so excited to be back. And judging by Warriors Twitter and NBA Twitter, it felt like everyone was excited that he was back. By the way, you can feel free to give the call to the show, 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line, as always, 95795. But again, the thing with Draymond for me, anytime he shoots a three, I'm okay with it. Because that's telling me that he's confident and that he's feeling himself out there and that he's got a lot of swagger. Now, he's not going to take 10 threes a game. He might take four or five, but he's not going to kill you with his missed threes. If he has an open look, he should take it. And anytime he has those open looks and he does take it, that's telling me, wow, this dude is confident. He was playing with confidence out there last night.
Draymond Green above the break three. Knocked it down from Curry. 16-8.
Now at that point, Draymond got a little cocky and already within the first quarter showing doing what Draymond does. He's already telling him, come guard me, come guard me. And they did on the perimeter, and he ended up going 1-for-4. So that was his only three of the night. But his stat line was just about as much of a Draymond stat line as you're going to get. 7 points with 10 rebounds and 7 assists. And he led the team with a plus 11. He went into the second half with a plus 14. And also, we also had Andre Iguodala out with a hip. I don't think anyone knew that was coming. So Draymond had to step up. Alphonso McKinney stepped up big time. Jonas Jerebko stepped up big time. Jerebko, he played for 29 minutes. I haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure that's a season high for him. He was averaging like 10 minutes a game or something like that at the beginning of the season. So to have him going in there for 29 minutes and being relatively productive, it was good to see. But of course, the main guy of the night was Stephen Curry.
Curry penetrates, flipped it high in the air to Jerebko. Back to Curry. Left corner, three, good. Curry threw the pass from the right baseline, ran all the way over to the left corner, and Jerebko wanted to shoot, but he saw Curry coming and said, here, you take it. 30-22, Curry's got 8.
The chemistry between Jerebko and Curry was something to watch, at least in the first half. They were both getting each other open looks, and I like how Jerebko's not afraid to shoot the three. He was feeling himself a little bit. But again, the stat line for Curry, 38 points on 7-for-14 from three. What more can you say about this guy? There was a question that was thrown out with Kozlow and Dibbs yesterday. And they asked which is more likely to happen, or which is quicker to happen, which will be quicker to happen. Draymond winning the Defensive Player of the Year, or Steph Curry winning the MVP? And last night, I mean, when you have Draymond in the game, as he's creating a quick pace for this Warriors offense, and letting Steph just roam around instead of having him take it from the top of the key. I mean, once you get Steph those open looks, he's going to take those shots and he's going to drain them. And Draymond helps out so much with that. I can't say enough about him. And then the big play of the night was, of course, at the end. When Draymond Green, I forgot who kicked it to him at the baseline. I think they were hoping to get it to him right in the paint so he could just go in for the layup. The ball was too far. Draymond volleys it in the air, puts it to Clay in the corner, and closing out the half with a three. I wish I had that highlight for you. However, I did not put that on my soundboard. So there you have it. Speaking of Klay Thompson last night, he had some bad luck with his shots at first. Felt like he was either getting called for traveling or just going out of bounds before the pass even got to him. And he would jack up those threes anyway, and he would make them, so you knew eventually that they would fall, and he ended up going 4 for 7 from three last night. So in the end, what really got the Warriors the win were the offensive rebounds, and I'll get to that in a second. But again, it was the three ball. Now, the Timberwolves, heading into this game, they had a terrible road record, but they were shooting 37% from three. That's top 10 in the NBA. And last night, what'd they go here? Let me check it out. They only went 7 for 25, shooting 20.